This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so Parshas Vayelech. As scheduled, we're doing a very short Parshas Shir because the body, the main Shir tonight was the Halacha Shir. But just a couple of ideas on Parshas Vayelech. We should go into Shabbos at least armed with a few ideas, a few thoughts. Parshas Vayelech is the shortest Parsha in the entire Torah. And this year it's a single Parsha, so it's sure will be quick on Shabbos morning. It's only, I think, 30 Pesukim. I know of a case here in the community, I think we once mentioned you, that there were, you know, you talk about who the mitzvah boys, the mitzvah boy triplets shared Parshas Vayelech. It does not get better than that. Right, that's 10 Pesukim each, give or take, I don't know how they cut it. But it does not get better than that. You know, you think of your matas masi. There you go. Okay, so lots going on in the parasha, albeit it's a small parasha. But an interesting feature in the parasha is the transition of leadership. The pasuk says, "Vayelech Moshe, vaydabes hadvarim ha'eleh al kol Yisrael, vayom aleihem." And he says, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to the end of his 40-day speech, of his very long speech to Klal Yisrael, which started, of course, in Dvarim. And he says, "Ben me'o ve'eshrim shana anochi hayom." I'm 120 years old today. I'm no longer able to go in and out. Not that he's not physically able to, as we, you know, as Rashi points out, but he's not allowed to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I can't go more. I can't be across the Yarden. Hashem lekecha hu oyve lefonecha hu yashmin esagoyim hu oyle lefonecha etc. Yeshua hu oyve lefonecha kashi debar Hashem. But Yeshua is going to take over. He's the next leader in Klal Yisrael. The question is, why Yeshua? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu? There were lots of other people who were potential candidates. There was Pinchas, there was Kolev, there were other people who could have stepped up. Why was it Yeshua? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that Yeshua is going to do it. So, an interesting Medrash. The Medrash says, Yivkad Hashem, that later the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu, well, it was actually Parshas Pinchas, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's told he's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should choose. Ma ro'a levakesh adova hazeh, ach seyde nachlis. Now that request of Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's told he's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, his instinctive response was, who's going to look after Klal Yisrael? It happens straight after the parsha of B'nai Slavchot, which is the parsha of Nachalos, of the inheritance, how to divide the land, and the whole parsha of inheritance. There's a perek in Baal Basra called Yesh Noichlin, with all the laws of how you bequeath property to the next generation. Yesh Noichlin. It's based on the psukim in Parshas Pinchas, which is just before this pasuk of Yivkei Hashem. What's the connection? Kivin sheyarshu b'nei Slavchad avihen, when the daughters of Slavchad inherited the portion of their father, Omar Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Harei hashor she'et be'basar chai. Now, maybe I should ask again, maybe my children should inherit my position. And Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, no, that was not my intention. Your children weren't as dedicated in the Beis HaMedrash as Yeshua. Yeshua harbesh sharoschot, he served you a lot. And he gave you tremendous kavod. And he was the one who went to the Beis HaMedrash early and late. He was the one who waited after shul and put away the sidurim and put away the chumashim and cleaned up the Beis HaMedrash. Since he served you with such dedication and with such effort and energy, that he will be the one to take over your position. So the answer is that it's really the humility and the dedication of Yeshua which won the day. Now that explains a Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Hei Omad Aleph, the Gemara gives an analogy. Pnei Moshe k'pnei Chamo, Pnei Yeshua k'pnei Levono. Moshe Rabbeinu was like the face of the sun, and Yeshua was the face of the moon. What does that mean? The answer is, what the Gemara is referring to, is the total self-effacement of Yeshua. The sun is the source of energy. The Levono merely reflects the light of the moon. So that represents the total humility of Yeshua. There's nothing here of myself. I'm just sort of transmitting the brightness, the leadership, the qualities, the Torah of my Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Levana represents total self-effacement. And it goes more than that. Because the Medrash says in Parshas Vayechi, at the end of Parshas Vayechi, when they're giving the brachas, it says, V'yidgu l'roiv b'kerev ha'aretz. We sing in Hamalach. V'yidgu l'roiv b'kerev ha'aretz, the Pasuk says. Mi sheshmoi k'shem hadag, b'noi machnisen la'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu is compared to a fish, says the Medrash, because he was taken out of the water, I took him out of the water, by Parah's daughter. By the way, he was born on the 7th of Adar. Adar is the muzzle of the dog. That's why you go into shuls in the whole month of Purim, and you see pictures of fish on the wall, because it's the muzzle of the month of Adar. And therefore, the fish, Moshe Rabbeinu is born in the zodiac. He's compared to a fish because he was taken out of the water, and he was born in the muzzle of the month where the figure is the fish. He machnisen la'aretz. He is the one who's going to take you into the land. V'yidgu l'roiv b'kerev ha'aretz. And nun b'no, Yeshua b'no. The Medrash carries on. What does that mean? We know that Yeshua is called Yeshua ben Nun. So he's called, and by the way, in Aramaic, in the Gemara, Nun is a fish. So Yeshua ben Nun is like the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see that he's become so attached to his Rebbe that he literally is called the son of a fish, which is a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see that Yeshua is the total humility and the total dedication of Yeshua, that is really what earns him the right to take over from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, that comes, it's a double-edged sword. Because if a person is very humble, more often than not, it doesn't always need to be the case, he lacks the ability to stand up and to be that sort of vigorous and confident leader of Klal Yisrael. Now, it's not a contradiction. Moshe Rabbeinu was, and he was on of Mikol Adam. But sometimes if a person has that trait of humility behind the scenes, self-effacement, the Pnei Yeshua, Pnei Levana, then sometimes you lack the qualities to be the leader. So now let's look at the next paragraph, the next box. Vayikra Moshe Yeshua, what advice and what was his concerns and what was his blessing to Yeshua? Vayikra Moshe Yeshua vayomer elov le'enei kol Yisrael chazak ve'ematz. He says to Yeshua, chazak ve'ematz, those famous words, be strong and be vigorous. Ki ato tovo es ha'om hazeh el ha'oretz, you are going to bring the people into the land. Asher nishba Hashem lo v'seichem lo ses lohem va'ato tanchinela oisom. Now, there's a Meshech Chochma, it's a very nice Meshech Chochma on this Pasuk, which I once quoted in Parsha before, but I'm adding, I try not to repeat, but I want to add, because I saw in my brother-in-law's Sefer, Jeremy Finn Sefer, he says a very nice addition to this Meshech Chochma. Look at the Meshech Chochma. The Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, Chazak ve'ematz le'ene kol Yisrael. Says the Meshech Chochma, al derech tzachus, ki gam ha-melech nitztave levilti roim levavoy. The king himself is commanded Levaltirim not to become arrogant. V'yeshofot melech Yehuda, k'sha yeroya Talmid Chacham, when Yeshofot, the king of Yehuda, the king of Klal Yisrael, saw Talmid Chacham, ha-yo-oimed mikisa, he would get up from his throne, u'mechabkoyim anashkeo, he would hug him and kiss him. And he would say, Avi, Avi, Rebbe, Rebbe, Meri, Meri. That's what the Gemara Makkah says. Avol zeh rak betzina. When would he do that? A king has got to be a king. There's a certain majesty. You can't be meichel, you're covered. The Gemara says that a melech shemochal kavodei ain't kavodei mochel. He's not allowed to sort of forego his honor. A parent can be meichel, they're covered. A rebbe can be meichel, they're covered. But not a king. The answer is, it was betzina. In the privacy of his own home, without being in public, then he's allowed to. Avol le'enei ha'am, but when he's in public, melech shemochal kavodei ain't kavodei mochel. A king is not allowed to forego his honor. Why was Shaul HaMelech, the first king of Jewish people, why was he punished? That's what it says in Shmuel, you may be humble in your own eyes, but that's not the job of the king. You can't be moichel in your covered. You've got to stand up and be honored. Etc. etc. Now, that avol, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Yeshua. Le'enei kol Yisrael, when you're in public, in front of the Jewish people, chazak ve'ematz, then you've got to be strong, you can't be mechel, you're covered, honor is due to you. Lotus lying about Nova, then you can't, in that situation, you can't behave with humility. Don't show any fear or anything, and don't show them reverence. So therefore, the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu is, we can now read it in a different light. When you're in public, you need to stand up and show that kingly honor that is due to a king. In private, it's a different story. The Mishnah says in Ovis, the second parak, Mishnah Hey, b'makom she'ein anoshim yishtadav yosish. When a place where there's no one to stand up, you've got to stand up, come forward, and be an ish. That's what the Mishnah Ovis says. Yeshua was the person, so he had to stand up. B'makom she'ein ish, he was the right person. There was no one else. So b'makom she'ein ish yishtadav yosish. So Rabbi Finn quoted a lovely anecdote with the Alexander Rebbe. One of the Hasidim went to the Rebbe and said, everything in this world has a purpose, l'shem shamayim, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What role does the atheist have in service to Hashem? An atheist is a non-believer, he doesn't believe in God. So what role does the atheist have in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Alexander Rebbe said to him the following, a very good response. He says, I'll tell you when the atheist plays a very important role. Someone comes knocking on your door, he's collecting for this, he's got this problem, that problem. So often we give a small amount and we say, Hashem Yazor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. Eibishtol Zor Helfen. At that moment, become an atheist. Don't believe in God. You get up and do it. You be the person who's going to stand up. The role of the atheist is, when that guy comes knocking on your door, or that communal need comes knocking your way, don't become an atheist. Don't say Hashem Yazar, but become an atheist. That you are the person who's got to help out. It's an interesting perspective. And that really is the message, if you like, of Yeshua. That Moshe Rabbeinu saw, he was concerned, that Yeshua was a genuinely humble person. That's what earned him the position. He was the most humble and dedicated student. But that is a danger, perhaps, when you become a king. And therefore, his message to him was, Le'enei kol Yisrael chazak v'yematz. Be chazak v'yamatz, but dafka le'enei kol Yisrael. The humility is okay in your own home, in the privacy of your own home. But beyond that, when you're in public, it's le'enei kol Yisrael, it's chazak v'yamatz. Okay, we'll leave it there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.